Tonight, for our first message of the new year, we want to look in Matthew chapter 8, and we want to read a portion from this chapter. Now, we won't read the whole chapter, we'll just read a portion of it. And so we've titled this message, When He Caused Our Lord to Marvel. When He Caused Our Lord to Marvel. And so when we stop and think about that, when we think of the word marvel, we think of amazement. We think of, being overwhelmed. And so when the Bible tells us that, that Jesus was marveled, that means that something happened. Something happened and so I want to begin reading with verse 5 of Matthew chapter 8. And so I hope tonight can be a help to us. And so let's begin reading tonight. Beginning with verse 5, it says, And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and that's kind of what our text is, he marveled, and said unto them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into the outer darkness. They shall be wiping and gnashing of teeth, or weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so it be done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. So let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We do lift up these that's on our prayer list. We pray for those that are homesick. In our church family, there are several that we know of that are sick, that's battling the sickness that's going around. So we pray for them. We ask that you bless the online ministry. We pray that you'll bless those that are here. And, Lord, may we look to you. And, Lord, may we cause you to marvel even this year. Help us to consider our faith. Help us to look to our faith. But most importantly, help our faith to be centered around you. Lord, we thank you for all that you do. And Lord, we pray if there's someone that doesn't know Christ as our personal Savior, through the airways and through the sound of my voice, Lord, I just pray that they'll search their heart and cause them to realize the hope that they need and the hope that's there is Jesus Christ. So, Father, I pray that you'll bless all the needs, for it's in Jesus' name. Amen. When he caused our Lord to marvel. You know, if we're not careful, we put limits on things. And I guess what I mean by that is we put limits on God's ability, almost like we kind of, almost kind of like we put God in a box. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that when we look at a situation and when we look at things that happen in life, and we have already kind of accepted the possibility of something happening or the possibility of this isn't ever going to change. And it's almost like we forget or we maybe don't take into consideration that just because we think something's going to happen a certain way doesn't necessarily mean that God can't do something. Just like in this situation, and we're going to share a few points with you tonight, but just like in this situation, if the one approaching Jesus would have just accepted the fact that that he had someone that was sick, or he had someone that needed the touch, if he would have just accepted it and just accepted what was going on, then he would have never went out seeking Jesus. And he actually did. He went out seeking Jesus. It's easy to do certain things or believe certain things because we have something which is called self-help. If you call and need help with something, if you need help with your internet, or if you need help with your phone, or you need help with something that's going on that you're paying for, then they want you to go through a self-help before they'll actually let you talk to a person, if they let you talk to a person. We were going to have someone come tomorrow and do some work at our house, and already had that appointment was supposed to come, and they had called me a few days ago and said that they needed to reschedule and for me to call them. Well, I called them today, and I went through almost a round in a circle because I wanted to talk to an individual, and they did say that I could text them if I wanted to, but sometimes texting is good, but sometimes, at least with me, I want to talk to an individual. And so as I circled around for about 10 minutes trying to get to a person, when I finally said the next, you're in a queue and you're next in line, that someone will come and, or someone will talk to you, and about the time the phone hung up. And so I decided to myself, do I want to go through that 10 minutes again? Or do I want to do that self-help? Well, I just decided, you know what, it's New Year's Day, I'll call them tomorrow. But the point is, we're living during a time of self-help. We're living during a time of self-controlled. We try to control things ourselves. And we're also living during a time of self-centeredness. And for this one to reach out to the Lord, he was looking beyond what he could ever do. He was looking beyond what his abilities were. And he was accepting what the Lord could do by faith. And so a true believer must understand that our support and our help comes from the Lord. Now, I don't know what we're going to be facing. I don't know what 2025 will bring us. I don't know what kind of situations we'll have. I don't know what kind of problems, and we'll all have problems. I don't know any of those things, but the one thing I do know is no matter what it is, we can still call on the Lord, and we can still find help in the Lord. Sometimes, though, we lose patience. Sometimes we lose hope because we don't see things happening fast enough, and so we struggle with that. But sometimes I think that we just need to step back, and we need to talk to the Lord. And so that's what's happened here in this passage. So let me give you just a few things tonight, let me give you a little bit of a background of this centurion. If you don't know much about centurions, this centurion had a lot of authority. He was a captain of the Roman army. He had somewhere around 100 men that were under him, so he had control, if you will, over 100. The Bible even says if he tells somebody to come, they would come. If he tells somebody to go, they would go. And so, in other words, he was saying, I'm one of authority. I'm one of authority, and what I say goes. But yet he could do nothing for this one that was troubled and this one that was sick. The centurion had a servant that was ready to die. He was based in his condition, based in the situation that he was in. He had this centurion that, or had this servant that was ready to die, and we can actually find that. We won't turn to it tonight, but we can actually find that in Luke chapter 7, verse 2. And so the need was urgent. The need was urgent. So he pulled himself away. He pulled himself away from where he was. He pulled himself away. Maybe, you know, I can kind of imagine that he was pacing the floor. I can kind of imagine that he was worried based on the situation that was at hand. I could imagine that that he was troubled, and so he decided to pull himself away, and he decided to go find Jesus. And so he says in verse 7, or the Bible says in verse 7, the Lord, my servant, or it says Lord, meaning he approached Jesus and said, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy and grievously tormented. And so he pulled himself away from that situation, and I'd like to call it, he stepped back. He stepped back and sought the Lord. He stepped back and he sought the Lord, and he made a request, because he realized there was nothing that he could do. He realized that he needed Jesus. He realized that he didn't have the ability, although he had great authority, although he could tell one person to do it and they would do it, tell another person to do it and they would do it, but he had no authority over what was taking place. And that's where we need to kind of pull back from this year in 25 and kind of step back from the self-help. And although we do need to help ourselves sometimes, but I'm just trying to say we can't leave the Lord out. We can't leave the Lord out of our life, but we need to approach the Lord. We need help from the Lord. So the first thing I want to make mention of tonight is that he stepped away. He stepped away. He made this request. He made a request. Nothing he could do, but he went to Jesus. Jesus was the only one that could help. So he began to plead. He began to make his request known. Now the Bible says that he careth for us, that we're to cast our care upon him because he careth for us. And it's kind of like back when I used to try to catch minnows when I was fishing at the coast. My dad had bought a throw net, and for us to try to catch the minnows to fish with, then we had to cast this net. And so this it had a long string on it, and then we would throw the net out, and it would open up wide, and it would catch whatever the diameter of the net. It would catch whatever it was, but before you could be successful, then you had to cast it. If you just dropped the net, then most likely you wouldn't catch anything. But if you're to cast the net, then you're reaching out of what is in the diameter of this net, and it's going to catch whatever's underneath it. Well, for us to cast our request or plead our request, then we need to cast them. We need to simply give them to the Lord. And that's what the centurion was doing. He was giving them to the Lord because he was pleading with Jesus. He was pleading. So he says this, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously and tormented. So Jesus immediately answers him. And he says, Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. There are times that we become entangled with worry. There are times that we become entangled with anxiety. There are times that we become entangled with the cares of this world and the things of this world. And when we become entangled with them, then we very well can't cast them. Just like a net. If our net gets tangled up, then you really can't do much casting. Well, if our life gets entangled with the cares of this life, and it gets entangled to the point to where we can't cast our care upon him, in other words, we just give it to him. We give it to him, and that's what the centurion was doing. He was giving him this concern by faith. Now, he knew that Lord Jesus could heal him. He knew, and Jesus says, I'll come and I'll heal him. So he knew he could. But I think what we need to see here is the fact that he just simply gave. Then we need to trust. We need to trust that he didn't, or he doesn't make mistakes, and he wasn't going to make a mistake. there's a verse in the Bible that in the book of Matthew that I'll read to you, and it says, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, the Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." When we cast our burdens, whatever they are, when we cast our burdens, then we're seeking rest. We're seeking rest. The centurion, although he had a lot of authority, and he was a man of authority, he was still very wise in what he was doing. He was very wise in what he was doing because he was casting that burden on the Lord. Now, here's the answer that was received. Jesus immediately gave an answer and says, "I will come and heal him." So the Lord didn't hesitate. The Lord didn't hesitate. But I think where sometimes that we struggle, and I know even with myself sometimes I struggle, is the timing. Because, we like things to happen very quickly. It's been in my lifetime and many of your lifetimes that if we wanted information, then we had to search information. If we wanted information, we had a family book of encyclopedias, and I don't even know if they make them anymore. If they do, I guess it's online, but if we were going to do a research paper, if we were going to do something in school, then we would have to search for it. And so that took a lot of time, and we would have to write things down, and we would have to do that. Well, now, if you've got a phone, you can just ask your phone. And Siri seems to know everything. But the point being, the Lord didn't hesitate of saying, "I will come and heal him." If we need salvation and we need Christ in our heart, there's no doubt in my mind, and what the Bible says, that he'll save you immediately. I'll be reading here in just a few moments this missionary letter that I'm talking about and how several people got saved. If we need cleansing, if we need forgiveness, the Bible says that he'll forgive. If we need guidance, we can find that in Psalm 32, verse 8. He will guide us. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light into my path, found in the book of Psalms. So he can guide us. If we need deliverance or we need help from a certain thing or deliverance from something, then he will deliver us, and that's in 2 Timothy 4, verse 8. And if we need victory, the Lord will give victory. But sometimes that victory may not be the victory that we maybe hoped for. There's been things in my life that I've prayed for, and I've prayed earnestly, and I've prayed that the Lord would help in this situation or that situation as I've lived my life, and the Lord didn't answer them the way that I wanted them answered or the way that I felt that my prayers needed to be answered, but he did answer them, and I see now his answers were far better than what I had hoped for myself. I just didn't see it. I didn't see it because I had that tunnel vision of this is what I want, this is what needs to happen, but yet God knows far more of what needs to happen. That's where our faith comes in. And so the centurion says, "Help my servant." And Jesus says, "I will come and heal him." Now, here is where the faith is displayed in these other verses. The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under the roof, under my roof, but speak thou word only, and my servant shall be healed." So here's where his faith says, and I'm just going to paraphrase that verse and kind of put it the way that I see it happening. Jesus says, "I'll come and heal him, and just lead me the way." And the centurion says, "You have enough power to where you don't have to." You don't have to come and see my servant, but all you have to do is speak, and you have that power, and my servant will be healed. It displayed his faith. It goes on to say in that verse, it says, "For I am a man under authority." So kind of not necessarily comparing himself to Jesus, but he was simply understanding the authority that Jesus has. He was understanding, and he was giving Jesus the respect that Jesus deserved and that he should get, because he said, I'm a man of an authority, meaning in his position, having the soldiers under me, and I say go, and they'll goeth, and I answer, and he says come and cometh, and my servant do this, and he doeth that. So he was simply saying, Jesus, you're one of authority, and all you have to do is speak, and it will happen. And we can actually see that through the scriptures. There was times that a storm would be in people's lives, and when the disciples were on the ship, and he would say peace, and peace be still, and the storms were stilled, and it was calm. There were times that that people would be possessed, and Jesus would speak, and the person would come and be delivered. There were times that people needed healing, just a touch of his garment, and there were those that were healed. The point is, Jesus has all the authority that he needs. And the centurion knew that. This man realized his unworthiness. He realized his unworthiness and his admission. The way we should come to the Lord is realizing this. The Lord doesn't owe us anything, but he does everything through love. He's already saved us. If you're saved, he's already saved us. And we're on our way to heaven. And so we're really not owed anything. Also, we see the man's great faith. Speak. All you have to do is speak, Lord. All you have to do is speak, and my servant will be healed. That's great faith. Jesus didn't have to see him. He only had to speak. And then we see man's reasoning. And that is this, he understood Jesus' authority. I think people are struggling with that today as far as who Jesus is. They struggle with his authority, and they simply don't believe Jesus is Jesus. They don't believe that he has that authority. They struggle with that. They know the name Jesus. They know that Jesus, we just celebrated Christmas, and they know that Jesus was born. But we have to understand the authority that Jesus has. And so this man did. This man did. So he spake. So I ask you a question tonight, is how's your faith? Verse 10 says, Jesus heard what was said. He heard the man. He heard the testimony of the man. He saw the life of the man. And the Bible says, and Jesus heard it, and he marveled. And then he goes on to say to those that were looking on and those that were there, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. His own people didn't have the kind of faith that this man had. What does it depend on? What does our faith depend on? What drives our faith? What drives our faith should be Jesus. Our authority in who he is, or his authority in who he is. Our understanding of who he is. And he has authority, and he can help in any situation we have. In this case, there was someone that needed to be healed. But in other cases, there may be someone that just simply has trials in their life. Troubles in their life. We're going to have them in 2025. I wished I could say we wouldn't, but we live life. And life sometimes is going to be a trial, but we need to focus on Jesus as this centurion did. And then lastly tonight, and it's found in verse 13, the miracle of the witness. The miracle of the witness. This man witnessed Jesus healing, Jesus showing his authority, Jesus taking control. Verse 13 says, and Jesus answered, or Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, that's important, as thou hast believed, he showed his faith, that's why Jesus marveled, is because he believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in that self same hour. This man had great faith. That should be our desire for 2025, is to have that great faith. How do you think he felt on his way home? Well, I don't think the man had a doubt on his way home. I believe as he left and he headed back to his home, I believe he knew when he got there, his servant would be healed. There's a song that we sing or occasionally, and it goes something like this. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. I want to conclude with one verse tonight before we read our missionary letter, and that is this. It's something that we should hold on to, and it's something that we should focus on, and that's found in Mark chapter 11, verse 22. And the Bible says, and Jesus answering saith unto them, and this is the four words, have faith in God. Have faith in God. May our prayer be that our faith increases in 2025. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank you for our time together. And Lord, we thank you that we can look through this passage and we can see someone with great faith. We can see Jesus and his authority and how he marveled. Help us, Lord, in 2025 to focus on you and to have faith in you. So many times, Lord, we put limits. So many times, Lord, we think it has to be a certain way. And if it's not a certain way, then something isn't right. But we just need sometimes to step back and say, Lord, you have your way. We're dependent on you. So, Father, I pray that you'll help us. We do lift up the request of prayer. We do lift up the needs. And so, Father, thank you for all that you do. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.